You're on.
This is the podcast episode 343.
You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
Songs better than that to start a show with, particularly if you actually have permission to play it as well. That was the Clap Hands song by T-Bird and the Breaks, who are from Austin in Texas. And they describe themselves as a big funky band. Horns? Check. Female singers that swing it while they sing it? Check. Fire in the whole rhythm section of drums, bass, guitar and keys? Check. Gravel voice frontman who always leaves it on stage? Check.
Song that makes your wife sing along to the mix, you have to tell me to shush because I was doing it too loud.
To the point where you could have actually woken up next door's children. If you want to find out more about T-Bird and the Breaks, their website is at tbirdandthebreaks.com. And I actually heard that one on CC Hits. It was a couple of days ago, but it was actually on CC Hits a couple of weeks ago because I was kind of doing a huge catch up. So there we go. What a start. There's more good, amazing music later on. So anyway, welcome. This is the Bugcast episode 343. If this is your first time visiting us, then you probably already realise we are a weekly music show. We also discuss events of the week and whatever else takes our fancy at the time. If you'd like to be sure that you don't miss any of our shows, and you really don't want to, you really don't, you can subscribe to our feed on iTunes, Stitcher, and also through your favourite podcatcher, if you so desire. Also, I keep forgetting to tell people this, if you want to make sure you get every blog post we make, then you can sign up for our email list on the website as well at thebugcast.org. If you're listening to us live right now, please do come and join us in the chat room at thebugcast.org/live, or we're sat there in #thebugcast IRC channel on Freenode.
Yes, yes we are.
Yes we are. So we do have some fantastic music to play today, and having spent the last week keeping a very close eye on what's happening in the world, I've made an executive decision that the world is too down and depressing at the moment.
Yes.
So whilst I'm going to say that our thoughts and prayers go out to the people of France, I don't want to cover any other news stories this week.
Nope.
Because there's just so much depressing stuff going on at the moment.
The only minor thing I want to say about that is I implore people to get perspective. Because on the flip side, I've seen lots of people with the Je suis Charlie hashtag showing solidarity. Yep. But on the other side, I've seen so many people casting aspersions against anyone who's Muslim.
Mm.
And that's the bit that I can't get to. Yes, somebody's done a crime in the name of that religion. Every religion is blamed at some point. You can't tar an entire set of people based on the actions of, quite frankly, mad people, because there's no way of saying that they're sane people for what they've done.
No. What's interesting, because I'm sad, I listened to Court Clegg on LBC, which is the weekly phone-in show that Nick Clegg does. And he had a call on last Thursday's show, or was it yesterday's show, in fact? Well, yesterday's show, of course, from a Muslim who was basically almost trying to defend not necessarily the actions, but the reasons behind the actions of what happened in Paris. And I'm going to try and dig out a sound clip and play it later on, because Nick Clegg said something that actually made... very controversial, but made a heck of a lot of sense. So I'm going to try and dig that out and play it later on.
Before that, should we... And actually, based on what we just spoke about, the track title is apt, but I wouldn't say the theme of the song is apt. So this is Evan Manning with This Colourful World.
Affection lives for you. The world is red. All these feelings in my head have colors of this broken earth. Show me that there is something of worth. is green. Not all beauty can be seen. The world is black. I can't stop this heart attack. The colors of this broken earth show me that there is something of worth. Impression can't be right. The world is grey. I can't even find the words to say. The colors of this broken earth show me that there is something of worth.
Ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to this, your flight to new music and to chat. Before takeoff, I'd like you to ensure that your tray tables are secured, your seatbacks are in the upright position, and all of your hand luggage is in the overhead lockers. The exits don't work, and any feelings of euphoria, elation, and stimulation will pass shortly after the show ends. Captain Dave and First Officer Caroline will update you with our progress throughout the flight between the in-flight entertainments. I'll be passing down the cabin shortly with a selection of crisps, cake and cherryade. Thank you for flying Bookcast Airlines. Please fasten your seatbelts.
out was A is for Atom with a track entitled Bird in a Cage. Now, we have played A is for Atom a number of times in the past. Mike Sikorski is the chap's name, and he's from Brooklyn in New York. But that track was taken from the A is for Atom EP, whereas the last few tracks we've played of his have come from the A Song for You EP.
Ah.
If you'd like to find out more about A is for Atom, who has a fairly good chance of appearing in my favourite tracks of the last year, you can go to aisforatom.com.
And before that, it was Evan Manning with This Colourful World. No website. I'm guessing he's from America based on how he spelt the word colourful. And his profile is managed by Evan Bacon Manning. Whether that's a pun or something, I don't know. And actually, when I introduced this, I said that the song title was apt based on what we just discussed. Actually, the lyrics were as well, because it was Different Colours of the World and This Broken Earth and Is It Worth It and all that kind of thing. So that's actually quite well fitted without meaning to. It was kind of a happy coincidence.
Well fitted.
Yes.
It's well fit.
I'm not as tired as I normally am, but I'm drained today because it's been a big day. So
yes.
Dave was talking about Nick Clegg. I met Ed Miliband today.
As
to tell him about my project at work.
The Member of Parliament for Doncaster North, which I believe your building sits in, doesn't
no.
it?
No.
It is in the
ours.
Are you central?
Comes under Rosie Wintington's.
Doncaster
so
Central.
So she was there as well, but he's from a different area. So there was a meeting at our building to talk about disability rights. And also we introduced our project. Darts were there as well to talk about some of their work. It was actually quite good because it was very interesting. I got one of my service users to talk to him and it went very well. Apart from the fact that my plan was to have a Skype conversation with another service user that didn't quite work, but it didn't really matter. Everything else worked well. So, yay.
Good stuff. Well, let's say hi to the guys in the chat room first before I go back to what we were talking about before the last set of music.
Right, there is Alex UK, Bodhi, Chalcolom, Erkan Yilmaz, Gregorio SWVP, MarriedMan.ch, Moggers87, me obviously, Ostunen, you, Feru, Fisselweb, Vinzy V, and Where on Earth is Lainey?
Yes, I don't know where Lainey is this week. You know who MarriedMan.ch is, don't you?
Go on.
CH is the TLD for Switzerland.
Yes.
Yes.
Yannick!
Yes.
Ah, bonsoir!
Yeah, indeed.
Well, so in order to say penance to Lainey for not being here, I'm going to say something that she's going to slap me for later.
Do you know, I could probably do it as well.
Woohoo!
Yes.
That's what you get for not being here to tell us off for it,
exactly.
Lainey.
Exactly. Exactly. Anyway, so before the last pair of songs, I mentioned briefly that Nick Clegg had appeared on his weekly call-in show on LBC, radio station here in the UK. And basically what happened is a chap called Omar phoned in response to the atrocities in Paris. And I don't think he was trying to justify it, but he was trying to almost rationalise what had happened in defence of the Prophet Muhammad. Now, for those that don't know, part of the reason of why these attacks started happening is because of Charlie Hebdo. Is that right?
Charlie Hebdo,
which is a satirical newspaper in France. It's kind of akin to Private Eye here in the UK.
I was going to say it's probably akin to...
And some of the cartoonists there had published pictures depicting the Prophet Muhammad. Which...
There was one a couple of years ago that they did, which a retaliation at that time was their building was firebombed. So there were security posted after that. There was another one recently. One of the covers I've seen, it was a picture of what was supposed to be either Muhammad or a Muslim and a cartoonist kissing.
Mm.
And the skin tones proved, you know, different races.
Yeah, yeah.
And the headline was, love is greater than hate.
Right, yes.
So that, I don't know if that was the one that caused the backlash, but that was one of the ones that caused upset.
Okay, but basically this caller was trying to explain the situation. And then Nick Clegg interrupted him and said this.
I mean, I'll tell you why. Because there can be no excuse, no reason, no explanation. No, hang on. Sorry.
Hang on, no, Omar.
Wait a minute, Omar. They have killed cartoonists who have done nothing more than draw drawings which they happen to find offensive. And do you know what? Here's the bottom line, Omar. At the end of the day, in a free society, people have to be free to offend each other. You cannot have freedom unless people are free to offend each other. We have no right not to be offended. That fundamental principle of being free to offend people and not saying that you have somehow a right not to be offended in a democratic, open society such as ours is exactly what was under threat by these murderous barbarians. And to even suggest, Omar, that there is a rationale, an explanation, a motive that somehow absolves them or sheds greater light on such a horrific, cold-hearted, cowardly act.
Now, he actually got interrupted at that point, so he didn't actually finish the sentence he was trying to say. But my point here is the statement that we cannot have a free society. Oh, do you know, I forgot what he said now. We cannot have a free society
unless
we have the freedom to offend. But if you think about all the political correctness that has been put into place over the last, let's say, 10 years, over the introduction of, and I'm being very careful with this phrase because it's been used out of context in other situations, multiculturalism basically flies in the face of exactly what Nick just said. There should be no expectation, no right for individuals living in a free society, in a free world, to not be offended by other people.
I can't remember who said it, but it was something along the lines of, I vehemently disagree with what you said, but I will fight to the death for your right to say it.
Which wasn't Voltaire, I can't remember who it was, but yes.
But the premise is, I might not agree with you, but it's your right to say it.
Yeah.
One thing I would like to say was one of the cartoonists that had died, is called Stefan Sharbes Chabanier, was quoted after a previous attack or a threat against him was, I am not afraid of retaliation. I have no kids, no wife, no car, no credit. It perhaps sounds a bit pompous, but I prefer to die standing than living on my knees. Which I thought was quite powerful. What he's saying there is, I know what I'm doing is causing offence, and I know people don't like it and they may try and harm me, but it's my right to do it. And I'd rather do that and die from it than turn my back on what I like doing or stop doing what I'm doing, because what life is there? It's same with when people have reacted to other terrorist things. You can choose to live in fear, or you can just choose to live your life. Because if something bad's going to happen, it's going to happen. Do you want to spend the time in between that living in fear and cowering and not having a life? Or just live your life to the full? And if something happens, it happens. But at least you've lived your life to the full.
Precisely. And if you're not harming anybody by what you do, then quite literally, where's the harm? In it. Anyway, so much for not talking about the news of the week.
Yeah, I think we should... I think we should leave it there and not be too heavy about it.
Yeah, definitely. We're going to play the next pair of songs, and then we have some podcasty stuff to talk about.
And again, I didn't plan this, but this next artist is from Paris, France.
I don't think you could have planned it personally, but there you go.
And it's Bellevue with Gates.
Blue lights.
British tunely music is remarkably old. Wasp waste and swivel hippie artists and kicking out the legs, girls and boys of both types, yes, from Johnny Groats in Bonnie Scotload to the end of the landing are laying down fantastic old tunes all the tighto, and knockers all on rotaty discus. Runny now, as light as quickening, on the surfload and into Webby to the Made in the UK show. At madeintheukshow.co.uk. Dig joy. Here, a multipod of UK cast poodles, in excited times all bubble happy, will bring you Freeload of Chargebold, the best and most bright shiniest of all the ivory tinkles and twangy G-strings with bang 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 on the big bass drummy that this fairy island has to offer nona. Remembold, madeintheukshow.co.uk. Goodly bye load.
Was Miss Emma with a track entitled Une Glace au Citron. Now, at the very beginning of the show, in fact, before we started recording, what we tend to do is we'll play tracks from the previous week as a lead up before we start actually start the show. And do you remember last week we played this one? Let me wind it on a bit. Right, that was my Juanitos. Now, Miss Emma lives in Chambéry. She is the daughter of Juan Naveria, the creator of the band Juanitos. And her album of, I think it was 10 tracks, 10, 11 tracks, began when Emma wrote the lyrics to her first song, which you just heard, Un Glace au Citron. She gave the page of the lyrics to her dad, Juan Naveria, the creator of Juanitos, and hummed the tune for him. He then played it back to her on a guitar. Within a few weeks, they'd put together another 10 songs and then were performing small concerts and appearing in the press as a result of this music. Apparently, the video for this one became a hit on the internet as well, which is rather amazing. Now, Miss Emma doesn't have a website per se, but she does have a profile on Free Music Archive, which is where I got this track from, at freemusicarchive.org/music/miss_Emma. And I heard that track on Rat Hole Radio and thought that is just so amazing and so quirky that I had to grab it and play it on the show.
Ah.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Really.
That's my go now, isn't it?
It is. I don't know what you're doing, but you're not paying attention.
I was paying attention to something else at the second.
Yeah, exactly.
So before that, it was Bellevue with Gates.
Multitasking my bum.
From Paris in France. They are an indie pop band consisting of Clermont on vocals and guitar, David on drums, Mehdi on bass and synth, and Romain on guitar. Influenced by bands such as U2, The Cure, the 1975, they recorded their EP at home in the summer of 2014 and required the talent of Victor Maley for the mixing and mastering. Later on in 2014, they released their first single, Breathe, a catchy pop song that helped them make their way into their local Parisian pop scene. And on December the 16th, they revealed their DIY music video for their brand new single, Gates, bringing an emotional touch to their palette of sound, which I haven't checked out yet, so I will do. And you can find out more about them by checking out their Facebook page, which is We Are Bellevue from Paris.
Excellent.
I did mean to mention, with Evan Manning before, where he had very little information, he had only just joined Mendo. So I will give him time to put his profile together.
That's very, very big of you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm sure he'll appreciate that.
Oh, I should probably point out, we got a thank you from the Johnny Bimolis, which they thanked us in Italian, so I translated it. And then I responded back saying, pleasure to play you. I'm one half of the podcast. Then I noticed another comment and I translated that. And they said the best bit was the way they pronounced the name of the band.
The way we pronounce the name,
yes,
of the band.
So I know I've pronounced it wrong, but the best thing was the person from the band saying that's how we should always pronounce ourselves. So whatever I pronounced it as wrong, they quite liked it. So.
Yes. Well, you're very good at pronouncing things wrong.
It's my speciality.
It certainly is. Righty-ho then. We have some big, well, okay, we have some news. On Thursday, the 15th of January, which is the Thursday coming up, the 10th annual podcast awards opens.
Ooh.
Indeed.
Bookcastadors.
No, that was the EPA.
Ah,
this is
one.
This is the podcast awards, or otherwise known as the People's Choice Awards.
Ah, different one.
Yeah. Now we did enter this one in 2013, or the end of 2013. So this is actually the year after, even though it was 2 years, whatever. And we made it into the top 10 shortlist, but we didn't win. Which I think is great anyway, to make it into the top 10 shortlist in the category of Podsafe Music is rather fantastic. So we're going to try again. So I have set up a page on the Budcast website at thebudcast.org/PCA15. And I will keep that up to date with relevant progress. So what will happen is on the 15th, of January, when the awards officially open, we'll enter the nomination stage. Now, in the nomination stage, you, our lovely listeners, nominate this show, if you want to, of course, once. So you go onto the website, you nominate us by putting in our show name, which is The Bugcast, and our web address, which I'll put into the official web address, I'll get put onto the page to show you how it needs to appear, because everybody needs to put it in the same way, otherwise the nominations get split. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So once you've done that, that's it. That's all you need to do for that stage. Then once all the nominations are in, the nominations will then get validated. So they'll count them up, and then they will go and check to make sure that the conditions of nomination have been met, i.e. we're an active podcast, we've produced more than 10 episodes up to the end of December 2014.
Check.
Blimey, I've forgotten now. But anyway, there are a set of criteria. So they'll check to make sure that that works. And then what they'll do is they'll then use the number of nominations received to pick out the top 10 most nominated shows. In each category, I should say, sorry. And then the voting stage will start. for those top 10 in each category. And that's the one where you can go absolutely doolally. And you can vote for us every day during that period of time. And then at the end of that one, it'll get validated, checked, verified, whatever. And then the person with the best, the largest number of votes will be announced as the winner at New Media Expo in Las Vegas in... I don't have it. But basically, it'll be presented and announced at New Media Expo.
You were very well organised for this segment, weren't you?
Yes, I was. Indeed. So, yeah, there will be another blog post coming out on the website in the next few days with all the details and the dates and such like that you will need. So, just trying to think. April 14th in Las Vegas is when the New Media Expo is taking place. So that is something to look forward to. And, of course, we would very much appreciate your support. Yes.
Yes, we would.
Talking of asking people for support, we also are approaching episode 350 of the podcast, which will be happening, I think, at the end of March. And basically what we want from you, as we've done in previous years, we would like you to tell us what your favourite track is that we have played in the last year. So anything that we have played from episode 303 to now. If you can drop us a line, you can either do that by sending us an email, feedback@thebugcast.org, or you can go and drop the information into our suggestion box at thebugcast.org/suggest. Let us know which track it is you want to play, and we will then play those tracks as the listener's choice on episode 350. Episode 351, the week after that, will be the lovely Lady Wife. She will do her choices, Moose Tunes, of the last year, and then the week after that, I will do, what do we call it? Dave's Faves. That was it. That's the name you gave it anyway.
Did I? Yeah. Or did Lainey?
No, you did. You named Dave's Faves, I'm sure. Anyway.
Chugs or something, I don't know.
Bugs Chugs. That would work if I was reviewing beer.
Chug, chug, chug.
Or train sets. Anyway.
Chugga, right. Chugga, 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 tune, tune.
Tune,
oh dear. Oh dear. Should we do some music before we...
It's the tune, shoe.
Shoe? Should we play some music before
It was the choo-choo shoe in Charlie the Unicorn.
Ah.
It's the tune, tune, shoe.
Charlie says it's Builders with It's Just Water.
Thank you. Computer, play the best podcast, 21st Century Earth.
Unable to comply. Too many podcasts claim to be the best one on Earth in the 21st century.
All right then, play the best music podcast, 21st Century Earth.
Now playing Utopia Radio.
Oh, come on, not that crap. Play an award-winning music podcast from the 21st Century Earth.
Now playing The Bookcast.
Ah, that's much better.
The Bookcast was streamed live in the Bookcast chat room every Friday at 9:30 p.m. UK time. People were able to join the hosts, Dave and Caroline, along with many other listeners in the live chat room at www.thebookcast.org/live.
Thank you.
Running 24/7, 365. Gotta keep running just to stay alive. Rising so fast, I'm headed to Mars. My feet have left the ground, now I'm headed for the stars. Well, I could stop just to catch my breath, but then I'd try to sit and I'd be bored to death. Just a little more and I'll be all set. When the good is getting good, you know you gotta get. Cause I got it good and I got it right, and I'll feel to the top if it takes all night. One day closer to the pot of gold, and I'm heading the right way, so I'm told. And I'll feel to the top if it takes all night, cause it's alright, I got it all right. Time to choose, but if I stop, then I'm afraid I will lose. And it'd be to break away from the pack. You know, sometimes things seem like a little out of whack. Cause I got it good, and I got it right, and I'll feel to the top if it takes all night. One day closer to the pot of gold, and I'm heading the right way, so I'm told. And I'll get to the top if it takes all night, cause it's alright, I got it all right.
I'm just trying to find a better way.
Beautiful Mess with a track entitled All Right. They're from Liverpool. She's not falling for a third time, is she? In New York. Beautiful Mess is the brainchild of brothers Mike and Chris Earhart, fueled by the musical vision and leadership of Mike's son, Tim. Formed 5 years ago, the group came together when each member realised that his individual talents work better together. Work together better if brought together in a group. With their depiction of everyday faith and compelling musicianship, Beautiful Mess invites you to experience the music and the message for yourself. As I said, we have played this band a few times in the past, and I have just in the last few hours submitted one of their tracks that we played previously entitled Crazy into this week's Amped New Music Weekly, which is rather awesome. If you'd like to find out more about Beautiful Mess, their website is at beautifulmessmusic.com.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I like that track.
And before that, it was Builders with It's Just Water.
I like that track as well.
From San Francisco in California. They are a band from Southern California, but based out of San Francisco. It consists of members Sawyer Fox on vocals, guitars and keys, and Josh Perlman on drums. In February 2013, they released their debut EP, Makeshift Seams, after recording most of the music in Fox's bedroom. Experience that they gained from that, they took it a step further and recorded and mixed their debut LP themselves. So in August 2014, they shared their new EP, which was called
LP,
which was known as New Lungs. There you go. And if you want to find out more, you can check out buildersofficial.com.
Yes, I don't know if you picked up in the chat room that when you announced this song, the beginning of the pair, Thistlewood was expecting you to say bum after the word builders.
As in
builders bum, yes.
Indeed. Ba-dum.
So as that was our penultimate songs, Oh, you know what I mean. It just remains for me to let you know that next week, the Bugcast episode 344 will be broadcast live in the Bugcast chat room at thebugcast.org/live on Friday the 16th of January at 9:30 PM UK time.
What? UK time.
You looked at me as the moment I said the day as if I had made a mistake. if you'd like to get in contact with us, we have an email address. I'm not looking at you now. It's feedback@thebugcast.org. You can also follow us, like us, and plus one us on Facebook, Twitter, and Google Plus, not necessarily in that order. More information about that is on our website at thebugcast.org. And of course, you can use that same methods to let us know about your track choices for episode 350, of course. So, with all that having been said, and me checking my notes to make sure I haven't missed anything, I haven't. So, thank you very much indeed for listening. This was episode 343. I've been Dave.
I've been Caroline.
And this is our last track.
Yes, this is my last track.
What else?
From Detroit in Michigan. Long ago, there were two boys from Detroit. They looked so different from everyone, so they couldn't figure out where they belonged. They tried polka, ceviche, poutine, hip-hop, and all sorts of stuff like that. After trying every culture in the world, they said to one another, "Damn, I'm hungry and we don't fit anywhere." However, the boys come to the realisation that they ended up fitting in everywhere, and that's pretty much where the music is. This was actually described as rock punk kind of thing. So the band is called Now Endeavour. And the song is called Stop Screaming, Start Shouting. And if you want to find out more, check them out on Facebook, which is facebook.com/nowendeavour. So Now Endeavour, Stop Screaming, Start Shouting. And we'll catch you next week.
Oi, my line.
Uh-huh.
See ya.
Bye.
Driving us podcast, submits its Creative Commons tracks to cchits.net, the site where you make the charts. If you have enjoyed these tracks, please vote for them, using the links in the show notes. Or if you want to get even more involved, visit cchits.net.